Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County Register of Deeds, John Buckley. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine.
Taking a look at the numbers this month, I guess you could say, as you recap, sales drop, refinances continue to fall, and foreclosures, they're holding steady. I guess that kind of explains everything in a little bit of a nutshell.
It certainly does, and clearly, the Federal Reserve's policy to raise interest rates has affected the real estate market. There was a quote by some economist on Bloomberg News this week that said, "Sledgehammer, not a scalpel," and certainly the real estate market has been hit hard. I wouldn't say quite a sledgehammer because we still have activity, but definitely we're down in a lot of areas of recordings.
No, I was looking through the numbers that were increasing and decreasing, and one of the things that did increase was the average sales price of a home here in Plymouth County.
Yeah, the average sale price has continued to go up. I do hear periodically on the news that prices are going down. We certainly don't see it in our numbers. We'll continue to monitor that. However, it's still a difficult time for people to purchase property.
It is, and you know that with that increase in sale price, I saw there was a modest increase in the typical or average mortgage amount for Plymouth County as well. I think it's a difference of $4,000 from, what was it, $349,055 from $345,600 the previous year. What about foreclosure deeds? Again, there's been an increase in this after, of course, the moratorium came off.
Yeah, there has been an increase. We continue to monitor that very closely. The number of foreclosure deeds for the month of November were only 9 for the entire Plymouth County. So although they're higher than they were during the moratorium, they're nowhere near during our really troubled period. But clearly, people will notice more ads in the newspapers for foreclosure sales. It's something we have to continue to monitor very closely, and if people are in trouble, don't wait. Reach out to a federal housing counselor. Look and see whether you can modify your loan early, not late.
And tell me a little bit about this month's historic document that you've got on display.
Well, this month's record is pretty interesting, particularly for the work that we do with the Registry of Deeds. It was a 1636 law recorded in the Book of Laws of the colony, and it basically said all exchanges, gifts, mortgages, leases, or other conveyances of houses and lands, shall be acknowledged before the governor and committed to public record, and the fees be paid. So really, that's a precursor of our current recording system, and clearly our deeds tell a great story about our history in America.
That is pretty fascinating, because you think, well, I guess people always did that, but I guess not. And considering that was from 1636, that's pretty impressive. Now, if people have never seen any of those exhibits, how can they take a look at the historic documents?
So on the last Friday of every month, this month it'll be December 30th, we have this particular record on display in our Plymouth County records room at 50 Aubrey Street. If people want to see something as fascinating as that in the handwriting of the colonists, they're welcome to come by, and we will bring them into the room and show them that document.
That sounds terrific. And again, thanks for joining us this morning. That's the Plymouth County Register of Deeds, John Buckley.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you.